consider for a moment the complexity of EU negotiations. 27 other countries to deal with, each with their own instincts, priorities and elections. Then consider the man in charge of the EU's executive, the European Commission. Less than a year ago, David Cameron said the appointment of Jean-Claude Juncker as the Commission's president would be a serious mistake. Little wonder he now feels it important to invite the president for dinner. The list of potential changes that might be sought is long, from reforming the common agricultural policy to benefits restrictions, the role of national parliaments to the EU's ultimate aims. There'll be more shaking of hands, twisting of arms and sharing of food for the Prime Minister later this week as he travels to Denmark, the Netherlands, France, Poland and Germany to make the case for change. David Cameron's officials emphasise the negotiations have barely begun. Given the UK's reputation in Brussels and many other European capitals for a rather belligerent approach to the European Union, many observers reflect that striking the right tone in these early discussions and starting to build alliances could be crucial.